Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and TV shows and
Netflix.
It's the best. Things, yeah.
First time we've had it. It's amazing. I'm interrupting.
That's okay.
Okay.
We're free. You know, the introduction has changed. Anything goes now.
Really?
It's a free for all.
That seems unwise, but all right.
How you been?
Good.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Sunday. You're
Nick Mason. Yep.
How's your day been?
Good.
Pretty low key.
Watched a lot of Daredevil, I tell you
absolutely.
That much.
Yeah. Too much Daredevil for a Monday?
No.
I got a nap in.
Yeah, oh, great. Fantastic.
Tell you what, watching a lot of Daredevil really in a row, it's good. We'll get to that.
Yep.
Well, I found, but man, taxing.
It's pretty intense, right?
Yeah. Anyway, straight into the news?
Yeah.
Kevin Feige.
Oh, yeah?
Or is it Feig?
You've said Feige. Started saying Feige.
Yeah. But I've heard both.
Right.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Don't know.
Find a YouTube video of him saying his name a lot.
Maybe if I post
maybe
some
maybe
kind
a name, maybe like a video of him looking at himself in a mirror, like his bathroom mirror going, Feige? Feige?
Could we look?
Feige. Like that.
We could get him at the DMV. We could pose as workers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You free?
Yeah, I'm free. Yeah. Take a little trip.
Anyway, whoever he is, he's confirmed that they are going to go the route of a teenage Spider-Man for the Marvel
Great. Okay,
universe.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And he's also open to casting outside of race. So we could get anything, Mason.
Yep.
Anything or anyone.
But when he says he's open to that, he probably means it's going to be a white guy.
Yeah, well, I'd say so.
We're open to it and we really consider it and now it's going to be a white guy.
Well, he also said that, look, that they might do Miles Morales down the track. So yep. I guess if they were going to do that, they'll do a white guy.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they do Peter Parker and kill him off like they did in the Ultimates and then...
No, well, I don't think they do it in the first... movie yeah. because they want to see how much of a cash cow.
Sure.
Like, you know, they want to see how that goes.
Absolutely. Mm. And speaking of Marvel and such.
Oh, yes.
Planet Hulk. You familiar?
Yes.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ruffalo says they've gone back into talks. We're like, maybe we'll do this. Because I think people are like, okay. They want to see Planet Hulk. Mm. Do you want to see Planet Hulk?
Yeah. Mark Ruffalo's involvement in that would be quite minimal.
Well, I'd imagine if they did it... when he goes back to his cell. Planet Hulk, for people who don't know, he basically, the Hulk goes to another planet and he becomes a gladiator and liberates something.
Sure.
It's Spartacus with the Hulk.
Yeah.
Right?
Boy, is it.
Maybe when he goes back to his cell, he just...
Spulk,
yeah. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
He turns back to Bruce Banner.
Oh, okay, sure.
But, you know, Andy Serkis was Gollum for many films.
Correct.
Five. Four. Four. On mocap, right?
Uh-huh.
We're talking mocap.
Yeah, yeah.
You said this.
We're never not talking mocap.
Boy, aren't we?
Yeah.
You said this before the show. The Thing.
Yep.
The first image came out of Jamie Bell as The Thing. Or the first kind of see him up close.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The face and all. Not like the back of his head.
Yep.
Or whatever we saw in the trailer.
Mm.
And you said that a lot of people were like, this sucks. We hate it.
Correct.
I didn't. I was
but
like,
but that's the internet.
Yeah, okay. What's wrong with it?
If you look hard enough on the internet, and I don't know if you realize this, you can find somebody who'll hate something.
I don't believe that.
Mm.
What is wrong with it? It looks like a rock man.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he too slaty?
It might be too slaty, yeah.
Mm, I guess so.
But no, people are never happy, so. People will be like, oh, it's not not close enough to the original movies. Yeah, but that wasn't great, was it?
That we'd rubber suit.
He was very unimpressive in that. So
yeah, he did. He wasn't particularly big, was he?
No.
And like, that's as good as you could have done that at the time.
Mm.
But yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it looks great. Anyway,
but it's going to be a really good movie that we love.
It's going to be a movie.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know who Brent Spiner is, right?
Data.
Yeah.
And it's Spiner. If we're getting into pronunciation, it's Spiner.
It's definitely not. That's Spinner.
No, it's not. The two N's is Spinner.
Yeah, that's how you spell it. Let's look it up.
Brent Spiner. Data from Star Trek.
Yeah, I know.
It's Spiner. One N. I can't believe we're using our one lookup a week. You get one thing to look up, and you're using it on Spiner.
Look.
Yes.
You're right.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean that I'm wrong.
In this incident, it does mean that, though.
Sure. Anyway, Brent Spiner.
Yes.
Sorry. He, he's got to...
I don't think you are sorry, but continue.
No, I'm not. He's going to bloody return to the Independence Day franchise in Independence Day 2, which is weird, because if I recall in the first one...
Yes.
He was alien guiding around the neck, and then spoke through him, and then they shot him to death.
That is very
What did
true.
They shoot the alien to death?
They definitely shot the alien to death.
Maybe the alien transferred its consciousness into Brent Spiner.
Oh, sure.
Did he get shot, though? I don't remember.
I don't recall him being shot.
Email in.
Please do. We could look it up, but you've used it. You used it on the pronunciation and spelling of his name, so it's too late. Yeah.
Next week, Feige or Feig.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, what do you reckon? He's good.
Yeah, I like him, yeah.
Do you think he's been typecast so people don't...
As one of the scientists in...
No, I mean as Data. Or no. Data.
Data. God. There's no time, all right? Not, I mean, no.
But like, what have you seen him in?
He was in Star Trek.
Yeah.
The Star Trek movies.
Yes.
He was in that show Threshold with Carla Gugino.
What was that about?
It was like an alien invasion TV series.
Like Independence Day?
No, it was more... The premise was that this alien invasion came, but it wasn't ships. They sent like an energy signal.
Because of budget.
Pretty much because of budget. Yeah, but TV, but it worked because it was this weird signal that infected people and they wanted to spread the signal and it changed their...
It was just a noise, basically?
Well, here's the thing. It was...
So if he yelled at somebody...
It was like a sound and a flash of light.
Yeah.
And it was record... And everybody... And it appeared near like a naval ship.
Yeah.
And then everybody who was on the naval ship got infected.
Yeah.
And...
Do you change physically?
A little bit. Okay. But not like... But you had more of a... alien mind situation.
Yeah.
But then like that was recorded like on video and audio. And so if you listen to it, you also got infected. And if like they broke up the ship and it became part of a bar and that started infecting people as well. Like it kept spreading out.
A bar.
Like a bar where you drink. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like plants that were near the signal started to get infected. So if you ate the fruit off or the vegetables off the plant,
bloody,
you got infected.
Can't look anywhere.
Can't
see anything.
Do anything. Yeah, it was really.
Are you still in there, like behind the signal?
No, I don't think so.
Oh man, that sucks. Are they malevolent?
They are
benevolent.
Malevolent. Where are you going with
Maleficent.
This?
Maleficent.
Good or bad?
Good or bad? Yeah.
Or bad.
Okay.
So basically, and it was going to last 3 seasons, I think. It only lasted one. It was planned to last 3. The second, they were going to change the name of the series, so the final season was going to be called Stranglehold, and it was kind of a Threshold, Foothold, Stranglehold.
What was it on? What channel?
I don't know. Network TV? I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
What year was this?
Early 2000s?
Missed it completely.
Wish I could look it up, but there's no way to do that.
Thanks, Spiner.
Yeah, anyway,
get a
he'll be
name
back.
That I know.
So I've seen him in those two things, and he's a lot of generic... businessmen and scientists.
Okay,
I think,
sure, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
He's probably been in a lot of like Disney TV movie productions and stuff
Well, I guess he doesn't look like Data either.
No, exactly.
Like I didn't realize for years that the guy at Independence Day and Data were the same guy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd love to see Data return, or not, whatever.
Great, good.
That universe is done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you hear that Marvel, just quietly, just yes. between you and me?
Okay, sure.
Moving forward with an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spin-off.
Great. Wait, okay, what is it?
We don't know.
Great. Deathlok?
Hope not.
Inhuman? No.
No, because we're getting that
movie. Is there a hint there? Where is this from? I don't trust any of these sources now.
Comicbook.movie.com.
Oh, website. Yeah. I trust that website implicitly.
I don't know. It's just been around.
Okay, sure.
But I think one of the rumors was damage control.
Love it.
Yeah. I knew you would.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually got a letter here from Sophie and her husband, Tony.
Okay. We're watching two of the greats. Here we go.
We're watching Daredevil. And my wife says, how is it possible that Marvel can make an amazing series like this, but they can't get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. together? My answer, because there is actually a superhero in this one. We love that Netflix released it 2 weeks before Avengers Age of Ultron, as 2 weeks is an appropriate binge-watching period.
Correct.
We love your podcast, YouTube channel. Keep up the good work. Or don't, or whatever. We will, won't we?
Right, yeah.
Fine. Yeah, I guess that's why people like... What do you think people are responding to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. less than Daredevil? Is it the superhero thing?
It's the violence. it's the mature content. Like, sure. You can't do anything on ABC or whatever Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is
on. Yeah, but, I mean, the Avengers wouldn't be rated that much differently than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, true.
I mean,
because the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has no budget.
Yes.
And a Marvel movie has hundreds of millions of dollars and it's nonstop action and fun and special effects. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's a whole bunch of guys in a bus or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I haven't watched in a while.
I'm aware.
There's no money for, and so you have to do characterization. Yeah. But it's not great.
But the characterize, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Where did you get up to with that? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think Fitz or Simmons was probably still working for Hydra. Sure. Maybe. And then maybe I watched an episode after that.
What about Agent Carter? People enjoyed Agent Carter.
I enjoyed Agent Carter, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I can't account for that. It was good.
It's an anomaly.
It's a real anomaly. I don't know. I think maybe they were like, look, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been successful on some level. We want to crank it up a notch.
Yeah.
We need more money for like a period drama and blah, blah,
less
blah.
Less episodes, more money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think maybe that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like as well...
We should get Kevin Feige on the line.
I feel like as well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I was going to say, I can't remember.
Something about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I was going to say something about Agents
of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then you thought about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you just got a bit sad and you lost your train of thought? Yeah.
No, okay, the character of Coulson, and we talked about this because we did an Avengers commentary, which you can see at bandcamp.avengers.com.
Or last week when it went up in the regular podcast.
Oh yeah, page. I did do that, yeah. But though, a lot of people were like, hey, thanks. Sure. So that was cool. So, yeah, you're welcome. By the way, if you can't get last week's episode, unsubscribe, resubscribe, and it'll appear. So that's what you can do, Mason.
Great, I will.
But, what was I going to say? The character of
Coulson
mm-hmm. who is, was, I found him quite engaging and charming and interesting and funny and quirky in the movies.
Yep.
Not as much in the TV show. Maybe the first four or five episodes, and now he's just become this generic kind of,
Businessman.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the Joss Whedon dialogue, probably. Yep. If he does one thing great, it's dialogue.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. And because
sassy brunettes.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But he's got so little screen time in the movies that he can just sort of pop in, say a cool thing, and then pop out again.
Yeah.
If he has to be a major player, he has to, you know, be a leader or whatever, then he's got to say generic leader stuff.
And yeah.
Who's got time to write that funny?
You do.
I know. Get Feige on the line. Fold Feige.
I guess that leads us into Daredevil.
I guess so.
We're breezing through this because we're very late doing this episode. So I'm like, I'm going to get
this. It's not that late. It'll come out on time.
No, it will.
More or less.
More or less.
Yeah. Damage Control, though. I'd be excited to see that.
Yeah.
I don't see that spinning off from... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. only because nothing really gets damaged in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That plane has been under some duress.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are not going to deal with that. Damage Control are not going to deal with that. They are not rated to fix a plane.
What about?
I would not trust them to fix a plane. I would not get in a plane that's been fixed by Damage Control.
What about if you did it after every movie or even during every movie? You've just used the same. I think you said this. Mm-hmm. Use the same sets as whatever movie that was.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Just
yeah.
use the same CGI backdrops.
And just a lot of people. Just a lot of people in high visibility vests and hard hats sighing.
What are you? It's pretty.
Come on, guys. Maybe just every episode opens with them shaking their fists at whoever the heroes were in that movie. Just like Iron Man's flying away. He's like, God damn it, Iron Man.
Throwing a hard hat
down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other spin-offs. The Absorbing Man Hour.
He's dead.
Yeah. It'll be a real long hour. I don't know. Let's talk about Daredevil.
Let's. In general. Okay, so what it was, they on Friday, they dropped 13 episodes. Uh-huh,
yep.
I got Netflix for it. It's a free
Me too.
Month. Free month here.
Yeah, yeah.
Worth getting Netflix.
Yes.
Here? It's not the same as the US, our version.
No, I mean
there's quite a bit of stuff on it.
I think it's 4,000
$1,000
yes, a month. It's I think it's 4,000 items versus 7,000 items or something that. You know, it's, you know.
But I look through a bunch. I flick through and I'm like, add that.
Yeah,
So there's still a bunch of stuff I got to catch up on or I want to see. Mm-hmm. But it's like 8, 9. We're not getting paid for this.
No, we absolutely not. We should be. Because I'm probably going to, for our watch you readings every week, I'm probably going to say something on Netflix for the next couple of months. So
fantastic.
They should probably be paying us, but they're not.
But it's like $8-$9 a month to watch, you know, what a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got this thing called Foxtel here.
Which is basic cable.
It's basic cable. Very basic cable.
With ads on it.
With ads on it, where it's like $50 a month. And that's to get bare minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so... people are wondering why, Foxtel are wondering why everybody's downloading Game of Thrones and not signing up anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because you've got nothing and you're charging $50 for it.
And you have to wait until it's on
exactly,
TV.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. Watch it whenever I want.
Insane.
Yeah, really
Game of Thrones actually leaked the 4 episodes.
I heard about
four
that,
episodes
yeah.
leaked, but
what are you going to do?
I don't think I'm going to watch them.
Okay.
Simply because once it was a few years ago, I got 2 episodes ahead.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember how.
And then you felt stressed for 2 weeks.
Yeah, like the next week I was like, this is weak, isn't as good. Like just.
Oh, okay, right.
Game of Thrones makes my year.
Wow.
Which is depressing.
Mm, yeah.
But in a way, it's very kind of representative
you know,
of how
my
I
year,
am as a person.
Family and friends. No, I'm kidding. It's not true at all.
But yeah, so Daredevil, it was a kind of, it's a little bit of a risk, I guess.
Because
it's an R-rated... TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
Set in the grittier side of the Marvel universe.
But I guess Netflix don't care about ratings or I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
I'm new to the whole system.
Nothing. Yeah.
And they've got everybody's money.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Including ours.
Yeah, do what you want.
Yeah, thoughts in general.
Great, I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie Cox is great.
Isn't he?
Yeah. I had to, at any point were you like, is he British?
No, I know he's, I knew he was British.
Okay, I didn't.
But yeah, he's. Have you seen Stardust?
I have seen Stardust,
he's
yeah.
He's the lead guy in Stardust.
Right, okay,
he's
yeah.
the Stardust.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. 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 I had
it's
to look
a
it up.
Pile of British sand.
Yeah. There was a couple of twinges where I'm like, oh, is he British? And then I looked him up
I didn't,
and then
I
I'm
didn't.
Like, oh, he's from Stardust.
He's from Britishland.
Yeah, he's from Britishland.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first saw him, I'm like, I don't love that.
Uh-huh.
But he was great.
Uh-huh.
Like, because he's not, I don't know, because I think a lot of people suggested Michael C. Hall.
Oh yeah, they did. That's true. Yeah.
I think he might be a bit old to play like a young hotshot lawyer.
Yeah, because as we learn in this, they're literally just out of
yeah, they'd be
just
what,
past the bar,
mid-20s ish.
Yeah, probably yeah,
give or take.
Uh huh.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter wanted me to point out that Foggy is played by one of the Bash brothers from Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks. That's true. Yes, that is correct. The thing about those Foggy Nelson is similar to Jimmy Olsen,
yeah.
Firstly because their names sound the same when
yes.
you think about it, but also this you can sort of have them played by anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't, ultimately, it doesn't matter.
Any size, shape, age.
It's characterization, it doesn't matter what. They do not have a distinctive look at
well,
all.
Well, the last time we saw him was...
John Favreau. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But getting back to the Charlie Cox guy, he wasn't red hair, was he, like he is in the comics?
No.
Yeah. Did that bother you?
Didn't think about it.
Mm.
At no point did I think about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like his little glasses?
I do like his little glasses, yep.
I feel like he did less blind guy kind of looking, the way that... I feel like Affleck really turned up
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he had contacts, though.
Right, okay.
He had, like, those white contacts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he... Charlie Cox, not as much. Oh, by the way, we're going to go non-spoilers and then spoilers.
Okay,
if you
cool.
Haven't, if you haven't
sounds
it.
Good. Yeah. I thought a lot of people have said, oh, he out-Batman's Batman.
Yep, sure.
I don't think that's true.
Well, they're different.
That, exactly, yeah. I don't think... I mean, there's a lot of brutal violence and there's some threats thrown around,
sure.
But I didn't think he...
I feel like, though, it's in a way, it's shown that you don't have to be ridiculous as a superhero. Like, you don't have to put on a ridiculous voice. He didn't even go, like, Arrow voice level.
That's true.
Like, he just kind of kept his voice maybe a little bit lower.
He's kind of like, well, no one's going to actually recognize my
exactly.
voice.
And that's what's brilliant about Daredevil. You would never think that he's...
Yeah.
That guy, which is, when you think about it, why don't a lot of superheroes just pretend to be blind?
Yes. Well, there's a scene, and I don't think this really spoils it, but there's a scene at one point where, you know, he's being pursued. There's so many scenes where he's being pursued by various...
Pursuers,
criminal elements or cops or whatever. And the only flaw in, I thought, in you know, plot-wise, is that he could just... take off the mask and be like,
oh yeah,
I'm blind.
Yeah.
Like he snatched some spare clothes somewhere
yeah.
and be like, hey, I'm blind, and they'd shine a light in his eyes and go, oh, he is blind. He couldn't possibly be that guy jumping on the rooftops and doing the martial arts. Just let him go.
Doing the jujitsu.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. You got to stash them clothes, though.
You
got to
stash them, exactly. You didn't think it through. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about costume now, or do you want to get to that later? Well, why don't we save the... Well, the costume he ends up with is everywhere now on the internet,
yes.
I guess.
And it got spoiled. Opinions before. Are divided.
Initial... Oh, why don't we get black costume first?
Okay, yep.
Love it.
Looks good. Yeah. He also...
Easy to cosplay.
That's very true. Is it, though?
Yeah.
Well, there's that weird Zentai fabric that people make masks out of that you can sort of see through.
Yep, yep.
You can't really, though. I've tried one out. It's really... If you're just standing by a wall waiting for people to photograph you, I guess it's kind of easy to move around.
Somebody sent in the question again. I'm sorry for not knowing who that is. Yeah, how did they do with, like, the fight scenes? They said, did they CGI the mask? I don't think they did.
Okay.
I guess a lot of these guys, and when they do these fight scenes, because you can actually
tell in a lot of scenes.
Yeah,
it's quite obvious that he flips the mask up and he's like, oh, and he has a look around and he flips it back.
Oh, really?
No, that's not true. At all. He has a sweet look around for a couple of seconds and he's like, okay, back to the fight.
Back to the fighting we're doing.
Yep.
But I think, you know, if you only have to do like three punches at a time, except for there's one particular long fight scene. A lot of it's memory, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
So you could probably pull it off with the mask if you can kind of vaguely see.
I get, and I guess if only one person in the fight is blind, you could... Okay, the costume. So it is reminiscent of, I guess, the Man Without Fear, but I feel it is more reminiscent of the Incredible Hulk telly movie.
Where isn't it? Said,
yeah, yeah. Exactly the same.
It really is. So the Man Without Fear, did that steal that?
Yes, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, that... the. Incredible it looks, Hulk TV it's, series predates.
It's Man exactly Fear. The same.
Yeah.
So we hadn't seen that costume before the Man Without Fear. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so. Because in the original, he had the yellow and red costume.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was quickly replaced in the 60s like, by the full red costume.
It was
costume.
Like 6 to 8 issues, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Mm. Are you sad we skipped over the yellow and red costume?
No.
We saw bits of it in the Battle and Jack. That's his...
That's his colour scheme,
It was his father.
Yeah.
What about his costume, which we see... towards the end of the
series. I like it. I know a lot of people hate it because it doesn't look like the Affleck costume, which I guess is more comic booky.
Yeah.
But I like it because
it's less leather.
Yeah. It seems much more reminiscent of like a S.H.I.E.L.D. You know how you see in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mockingbird.
You said Mockingbird on Twitter.
Yeah, she has like the, and I think other guys, like the kind of the S.H.I.E.L.D. bodysuit, and it's kind of segmented and it's got armor plating and stuff like that. I feel it's very reminiscent of that.
Okay.
And so I think it works in the MCU just generally.
When I first... Yeah, go on. I was going to say when...
I'm going to say...
Oh, were you going to sneeze?
No, yeah. I was going to say that prior to watching the show, I thought maybe he stole it from like a S.H.I.E.L.D. facility.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like
yeah.
That might have been a nod to the larger universe that he stole one, he tweaked it, and then he resprayed it or whatever, something like that, but not the case.
Not the case.
But I think it works with the large universe.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I saw the first image, I was like, ooh. But straight on,
yep.
It's not just it's when you nose. Just see the face. Yeah, it's the nose. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I actually saw it, I was like, you know what? I actually kind of like this. Mm. It's not the same, obviously.
Yeah.
It's more kind of like, and this may be, I feel like it's more kind of gladiatorial, the way it's kind of.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And which the guy who made it was a guy who made Spartacus, so maybe that's intentional. It's probably not.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I don't know. We just speculate, aren't we?
Saying words.
Also, they can always change it next time.
Exactly.
Because they got lots of money, and Iron Man's costume changes every time. Yeah. Thor's costume changes. Yeah.
They could probably tweak the mask. I think they'd.
Yeah.
And maybe add a logo.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't think he's actually. By the time when he puts it on, he's not Daredevil. He gets called that after.
Yeah.
So you can't have the
DD.
The double D, mate.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother... Or, sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size, and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day and now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away, and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. Have you ever been in a situation where you need to search something on the internet, but it's kind of embarrassing and you don't want people to ever find out what you're searching for? It might be like a medical thing or a personal thing or whatever. I don't know what you're up to. And you might be thinking to yourself, look, I can just go into incognito mode. But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why, even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Now, most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is also available on all your devices. We're talking phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more.
talked about Foggy. Yes. I didn't love that. I didn't think
his characterization.
Yeah. I just didn't think.
Is it the greasy hair?
No, I feel like his moment came. There's an episode called Foggy versus Matt Murdock or whatever. Murdock versus Nelson.
Sure.
And I just feel like that was his chance to kind of step up. And I felt like it was watching a guy in a high school play. Like,
really? Interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just kind of like, you pretended you were somebody else I was tricked. Yeah. And I don't like that.
I don't think you're blind. You telling lies to me. I don't know. I think that actor works best, A, in Mighty Ducks films, and B, when he's kind of I think they got him on the strength of...
Palability?
Yeah, palability. I think that we get over this bump where he doesn't, you know, he's lost his trust and his faith and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, but you know, 90% of the series is them palling around, doing pal stuff, you know, so I think he definitely works in that on that level.
I'll pay that.
Yeah.
You get a pass.
Thank you.
One of the Bash brothers.
Yeah.
What about Karen Page?
Great.
Yeah, really good.
A friend of mine who is not super familiar with Daredevil watched the series, and he was like, he assumed she was like a bit player.
Oh, really?
And he was like, these are really high quality. This is a really high quality kind of cameo.
Because that's kind of how she enters, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was like, oh, it's going to be kind of a Murder of the Week series kind of thing. You know, they're going to have to help out a client every week. Oh, this is great. And then it's like, oh, that's...
she's a mainstay.
Regular character. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah.
Mm. I thought she was really good.
She's good, yeah.
I'm kind of glad they didn't go the whole love triangle kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which they probably will.
Oh, yeah.
In season two, but there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Kingpin.
Yes.
He looks like an egg in a suit.
He looks like an egg in a suit. I'm conflicted about his characterization.
Okay, not his performance.
No, he looks good. Like, who else? D'Onofrio, good.
Yeah,
great. He makes some.
He was D'Onofrio on in his performance wise.
Oh yes, not D'Onofrio off.
Definitely not.
Yeah. I feel he often makes some odd character choices when he.
Okay.
Takes a role, and sure. I guess people just roll with it.
Yeah.
Because he's D'Onofrio on. And you don't want to mess with him when he's D'Onofrio on.
Absolutely. I think they did a good job of making him look bigger than he is.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's that big in real life.
No, I think
Kingpin is supposed to be like, he's like 8 feet tall.
He's not so much tall that he is massively wide. Yeah, in the comic books, he's incredibly strong, but he also trained in sumo wrestling.
Yeah,
so he's supposed to be the size of a sumo wrestler.
Yeah,
or even bigger than that.
But, two sumo wrestlers.
But you can't do that realistically.
No, you can't.
When you see him side by side with a lot of the other villainous characters and stuff like that, he's not actually that tall.
No,
or wide particularly. But they've done a lot with camera angles.
They have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like when he flips.
Like when he delivers, that's not really. You assume the Kingpin's going to punch people.
Yeah.
When he's delivering a beatdown, they've blocked it and they've staged it so it does look terrifying.
Yeah.
Like when he's coming at a person and they're on the ground.
Yeah.
Like you see it from their perspective a lot of the time and it looks.
Just this big egg at you.
He's got big fists.
He does.
I don't know if they got some of those novelty toy Hulk fists and they sprayed them pink.
Kingpin color.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's pretty, yeah.
The thing with his character was, he was definitely, it surprised me how vulnerable he was.
Yeah.
Because you sometimes see that in the comics, but even like with other crime lords, he was kind of unsure of himself and
a lot of the time, isn't it? Yeah.
And I guess he was still building that empire.
Yeah.
But in the comics, the only person you really see him vulnerable with is
his
Vanessa.
Wife, yeah.
Or Matt Murdock when they occasionally.
Yeah, when they have a heart to heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt, it's odd that he's this new player.
Yeah.
He has all these
monies.
He has the monies and he has the muscle in terms of like bodyguards and all that sort of stuff. We don't really know where he came from. Like we don't.
Oh, they just said he was, he left for Italy and then he came back.
Yeah,
and
it's
that was
odd.
Pretty much it. Yeah.
And it's. He also appears to be like on the autism spectrum a little bit. In this case, it maybe isn't that. It's a result of the trauma he had as a child.
But there's a lot of like...
He had real problems.
Social cues,
interacting with people. He didn't seem to understand those things, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. But it is, it's an interesting narrative choice in that he didn't come from like, you know, another city where he was also the ruler of that.
Okay.
Like he didn't already have a crime empire somewhere else.
Yeah.
And he's moving in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's just this new guy.
Yeah, on the scene.
Who's made these inroads and he's networked with all these other criminal elements kind of thing. I thought it was odd.
I mean,
I think his performance is good.
Yeah, but he could have been there for a while because he erases all of his past.
Oh, that's true. So yeah, exactly.
Was,
yeah, yeah.
He was there the whole time.
Good
or maybe
point.
He wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
What about...
terrifying.
What about... let me think.
Rosario Dawson as Night Nurse.
Yeah.
Good performance, I thought. Excellent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not in as much as I thought. She kind of... Yeah. She was there at the start and then she kind of stepped away.
Yep.
Vanessa... Fisk, which is not Vanessa.
Oh, yeah,
Fisk
no, great. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
She's something else. They give her another name.
Mm.
She was really good.
I thought so too.
Yeah, she's Superman's mum in Man of Steel.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Sure. What about.
You mean Kryptonian
mother? Kryptonian mother, yeah.
Okay, sure.
What about Wesley? He's Wesley man. He's right.
Oh, Wesley man, sure.
Yeah.
Suitably businesslike. You always need one of those.
Dead on.
Dead on, yeah.
What about Owsley?
Well, he's not comic book accurate.
Certainly not.
No, he doesn't have the giant weird points on his head.
Or an owl costume.
Yeah, or an owl costume. He can't fly. Clearly.
Clearly, yeah. Which we'll get to.
Yeah. Good, I like that guy. I don't know what his name is.
He's in Shawshank.
He's a famous that guy.
Yeah, he is.
That guy.
That
I like that
guy.
Yeah, he's good in things.
Yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And I guess Madame Zhao?
Yes.
She was creepy as, mate.
Yeah.
Really off-putting.
Sure.
Like the way that she'd kind of potter around, but she had a kind of good grasp of everything. And she's got some skills that we see later.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Hula hooping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I just don't think other ones I've mentioned.
Nobu.
Nobu, yep.
Mm.
And,
he gets a little action later on in the series.
He does. Mm-hmm. Ben Urich.
Good, yeah.
Really good.
Again, he's a guy... He can be anyone.
He can be anyone.
Exactly. Just as long as he's gruff and no nonsense.
You notice, yeah, nobody complained about the, you know, him being black.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I think
you're saying we should start a campaign.
Yeah, this is where it starts.
Okay, good.
No, like, I mean, like the when he's a minor character.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if you change him, you change Jimmy Olsen, you change Foggy Nelson.
Nobody cares.
Nobody
exactly.
gives a shit. But
yeah.
like,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, and Melvin Potter.
Oh yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a very, very minor character though. Surely.
Do you mean from now on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. He's in the Bendis run quite a bit. He pops up.
Yeah.
Now and then.
But maybe. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Let's talk about what can we talk about without spoiling fight sequences?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, they're brutal, but it's interesting. It is a departure from every other Marvel property.
Yeah.
Because it's not. He's not a hero, and the villain's there, and the villain takes a couple of swings, gets a couple of good shots in, and then he gives him a good right cross, and he knocks him out.
Yeah.
Like, somebody pointed out that's a little bit like, there's one scene in particular, which we'll get to, it's a little bit Old Boy.
Okay, sure.
The Korean film. But it's brutal, and it looks like, the fighting looks like if you've ever watched a UFC fight that's gone on for too long, and there's just two guys just pounding each other, but they have to keep getting up
because
there's money at stake and pride and whatever, and they just pound, and like one guy punches another guy and he falls over. You know, the guy punching falls over because he's tired.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of that. There seems to be less of that as the series goes on, but initially...
A lot of that.
They look like real fights.
Yeah. You're right. And he's... Well, he's kind of got... They've clearly worked in his kind of boxer kind of background.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because he's like a heavy hitting, sometimes like slow moving...
Yes, exactly,
kind of
yeah.
take a beating, slowly get up.
But it is a departure from your... Like when, you know, discounting like, you know, a Captain America who punches a guy and he's out in one hit or whatever. Even like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when normal people are fighting.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Again, it's a couple of punches from the bad guys. You think the good guy's on the rope, he comes up. Couple of good hits and the bad guy's down and he's down for the count.
Gets kicked into a rack of something.
Exactly. But in this, people just, there's so many beatings. It's.
I felt like you said before with the Kingpin, the punches feel painful.
Yes.
Like punches.
Uh-huh.
Like every punch counts. Yeah. Every time he gets slashed, like it counts.
Yeah. He's not going to recover from that.
Yeah. And like, I felt like he could die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though obviously he's not going to.
Yeah.
But I feel like also he might run away and he'd roll his ankle. Like I felt like that could happen.
Yeah.
You know
That's
what I
true,
mean?
True, yeah. Or, you know, I don't think this is a spoiler necessarily. You know, he receives a lot of wounds. He's got to be stitched up.
Yeah.
There's a scene at one point where he punches a guy.
Yeah.
And he gets a good solid hit in and then clearly he tears a stitch open
yeah.
when he's doing that. And he's like, oh God, I'm just a guy. This hurts a lot.
We didn't talk about Stick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Clearly they would have liked David Carradine, absolutely, but they couldn't they get him because he's dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of sex-related some sort of...
deadness.
Yeah, no. Sex-related deadness. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought Scott Glenn's... Yeah, he was great, really yeah. good. Yeah. A prick, which is... He nailed that kind of... I like that moment they had when they're sitting on the bench together.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, you know, it's interesting. I'm sorry to hear about that truck that killed you or whatever.
Right, right, right.
And he's like, oh, I didn't die. And he's like, oh, you survived. Well, good for you. And yeah. So he's just rubbing it in this blind kid's face.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I loved all of that. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, his dad, of course, we saw who was not, he didn't look as much like a boxer. He looked kind of like a 30s boxer.
Yeah, he did. He looked just
his
like
30s fit man.
He looked like an office manager.
Yeah.
Who was, I don't know, this was the only way you could make ends meet.
Interesting we didn't see that fight.
Yeah, that's true.
Where he fights Carl Creel, who's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
There is also another fight we don't see.
Which fight? The one where he gets lured into a trail.
Yeah, he gets lured into a trail. But we never see... We see the results of the injuries, but we never see that sequence.
Yeah, you're right.
Which I thought was interesting, because that's fairly early on.
Yeah.
That's a couple of episodes in.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you telling and not showing here? What's happening?
Okay, yeah.
But then there was suitable fisticuffs later.
There?
So, you know.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't... I don't even think he... He probably doesn't fight every episode.
No, that's true.
He may, but even if he does, it's not a lot. Some might be only 30 seconds or a minute.
There seems to be quite a lot of recovering.
Sure. Absolutely. Mm. Now, why don't we talk story before we get going to spoilers?
Okay, sure.
How did you find the story in general?
It was quite in depth. I wouldn't say it was overly complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was quite a lot of depth for a Marvel TV series. Sure.
Well, I got an email here that said, this is from, can't remember. Sorry.
Right.
Whoever wrote this. I thought the dialogue was well written and believable, action was brutal and well shot, and all the characterization and performances were great, but the story got overly complex and the finale didn't have any meaningful payoff in, say, the way Arrow season finales have done.
Okay.
Not to mention the red costume is pretty shit. Anyways, just my thoughts. Keep up the good work or whatever. I felt a lot of the stuff that they were doing was inconsequential.
Give me an example.
Like, even though I know they were trying to find dirt on the Kingpin,
yep.
I just wanted to be like, Daredevil, just go and beat him up.
Oh, sure, like, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
And I guess he doesn't know where he is and he's conflicted about whether he should do that.
Right, right, right.
But I don't know.
That's what you're saying.
I think there's a bit of faffing. Because there's a lot of like, what's her name? Karen would go to Ben and be like, I need you to look into this. And he's like, I won't. And then she comes back and he's like, I will. And then she's like, actually, I won't. And then he's like, you know what? I might. I will, I won't.
Right, okay.
I'm going to speak to my boss.
Sure.
Boss says, no, I can't. Wait, I can.
But yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of that, I felt.
Yeah, no, you're probably right there. Okay, yeah.
But as far as the progression of, like, the Kingpin and Daredevil in particular, I thought that was good.
Yeah.
The way they developed throughout the story. I felt that side of it was more interesting than the, let's find a file that says the Kingpin
that's
is
true.
Whatever.
I did, actually, now that you mentioned it, I did think it was odd that we never understand why there's nothing on the Kingpin.
Okay.
Like, yeah, he does bury his past somehow, but I don't understand how he does that.
Okay, he's got the internet. He's got a good internet guy.
Oh, the great. Yeah, sure.
One
fantastic.
Of the best. Yeah,
yeah, like,
no,
it,
that's a good
that,
point.
That seems, that's increasingly difficult to do nowadays,
yes.
is just not exist. Like, he's a guy, clearly, who has a lot of money and a lot of influence and what have you, but nobody's heard of him.
Yeah, yeah.
How's he doing that?
How is he doing that?
Probably the internet, like you
probably,
said.
Probably, yeah.
Internet
probably
guy.
Right.
Yeah, great.
Why don't we go spoilers?
Okay, let's go spoilers. But for some reason, if you don't have Netflix, you should get it.
Yeah, definitely.
First free month.
Yeah. Well, here it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like in America. Probably. Probably first 6 months free. You know what it's like.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So good.
I wanted to bring up the bit how he sees in fire.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I thought they were never going to reveal how he sees.
Yeah, me too.
You
only see it fleetingly.
Yeah, exactly. I hope they never refer to it again. I didn't particularly like that...
I liked how they explained it.
Yeah.
How he can paint a mental picture in his head of everything.
I guess they had to do it because people would want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because obviously in the Daredevil movie, we see that literally all the time. Like, and it's so...
Which I think is an okay effect.
Yeah, it was pretty
movie.
Good at the time.
Yeah.
But I would have much rather if we're getting rid of some of the silly stuff in this from this character, just to never refer to it again.
Okay, sure.
I
thought they did a good job of highlighting what he's hearing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you hear the click of
a
walking cane or a watch.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
And the way that kind of shifts focus and...
I like the idea that clearly, you know, over the previous 20 years, he has learned that he can say he can recognize a person from how their watch ticks or something like that.
Yeah. You
know, it's good.
That is good.
It is real
good. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I thought it was a good year. But again, I would have rather not seen the
World of Fire.
World of Fire kind of thing.
Explains why he's real angry though, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Would have been. Yeah. Yeah, Stick as a character, he has the same abilities.
Yes.
More or less.
Yeah. But he can also tell whether you're around, whether you're a blind guy that can have good blind stuff.
That's a good. No, I think
going
he can.
On.
I think he can tell from Matt. I think he can tell from Matt Murdock's mannerisms that he had those abilities.
Out
and, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been implied. Stick has implied in the past in the comic books that, like, Stick was blind from birth.
Yeah.
And he just gained that ability through focus and training.
Yeah.
And he has implied that.
Anyone can do it?
Yeah, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
And that Daredevil's powers aren't a result of the toxic waste or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not radiation-based. It's just he had this trauma and his brain started to do that.
Yeah.
And then through training, he's understood it. Kind
okay,
of
cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. No, you're right. There are variations on that. Because sometimes it's just, he's got a sonar sense like a bat.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Notice they never used, like they did in the movie.
Echolocation.
Yeah. I mean, like, sound as a weakness.
That's true, yeah.
Which I...
He's never like, oh, my ears!
Yeah. And they do that in the comics quite a lot.
Yeah, less these days.
Yeah, but like you'll fight completely in the dark, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But they didn't do that at all, which is fine, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk deaths?
Sure.
Some people died that I didn't think would die.
Give me an example.
Ben Urich.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Recurring character in the comic books.
Yeah, big part of Civil War.
Yeah.
Is it? Notice that he didn't use the Daily Bugle, they used the...
New York Bulletin.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think when they made this, they didn't have...
The rights to the Daily Bugle, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So that was surprised me to see him.
Yeah, because he's an incredibly long-running...
Yeah.
He's been in the Marvel Universe for 50 years, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just interesting to bump him off. I guess you... Because it's this dark room universe...
Mm.
You got to bump off somebody.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Significant. Yeah,
or the Owl Man apparently.
Yeah, Owl Man. Yeah,
I'm disappointed we didn't get his owl costume. But then again, this is the kind of world where you wouldn't see a guy in an owl costume.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No. Mm.
But I didn't. That didn't particularly bother me. I feel like with a lot of these TV shows, like say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
Whenever you see a costume, I'm like, great, finally a costume. But for this, I'm like, you could probably ease up on the costumes.
Yeah. Also, there are so many characters in the Marvel Universe.
Mm.
You're just gonna, they're never gonna explore all their backstories. It's never gonna happen.
Yeah, you're right.
You will, you know, Daredevil's got enough villains.
Yeah.
And there are so few ultimately in the Marvel Universe, in this MCU.
Yeah.
That you can't use them all.
No.
So just bump some people off. It's fine. We're never gonna be like, well, we're tired of him dealing with Bullseye and the Kingpin and blah, blah, blah. Let's get the bloody owl in. Yeah,
you're right. He doesn't have a lot of. He's in the comics, obviously, but he's more kind of. He's kind of like the Penguin, would you say? His version of the Penguin.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we see Bullseye. I had that video.
Oh, okay, right.
The sniper
on the roof.
The cop. He's got a playing card in his.
Right. Okay. And Daredevil, Bullseye has often killed people with playing cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
Mm.
I mean, most of the cops. In this New York are corrupt, it seems.
Yes.
Almost all
seems
of them.
Seems like half, over half.
Oh, no, there was one guy and they killed him.
One guy.
There was that one guy who Daredevil, like, he's like, I've been on the force for 2 months. You know that guy?
I don't remember.
Daredevil's trapped in a building with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
you're
like,
right.
I'm just starting, whatever. And then every other cop shows up.
Yeah.
And they're like, and he's like, oh, Daredevil, he got me, or whatever. And then they're like, we're going to kill you now. And none of the other cops are like, what? Wait a minute. Everybody's
maybe
like,
we shouldn't.
Yeah, now everybody's totally on board with that for some reason. So
yeah.
Most of the cops in this New York are corrupt, it seems.
I felt like by the end, there were less cops corrupt.
Okay, sure.
Because there was a lot, because there had to be cops to arrest all the cops.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so. Sure.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, that's a really good point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people in the pocket. But I think a lot of that corruption was, he had something on you or a family member, or he knew where you lived and your daughter went to school.
Sure,
so
yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily a case of here's a lot of money for a lot of these guys.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you miss the Russian gangsters?
No. They were good generic Russian gangsters, I'll
Boy,
give you
were
that.
They
had the prison tattoos.
Yep.
They had the accents.
They had
brotherhood, you know?
They had getting their head knocked off in a car door.
Oh boy, yeah, that was, we're talking brutal violence. That was
pretty,
like, it was long enough that you would genuinely believe. Like, I don't know how much force it takes to cut somebody's head off with a car door, but that scene was long enough to be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't as gory as the show as it could have been. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Spartacus.
Uh-huh.
Spartacus is very gory. There's a lot of limb loss, people cut and entrails every now and then, and heads flying across the screen.
Uh-huh.
I think we see one severed hand.
Yes, we do.
And that's pretty much the extent of it as far as severed hands go.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
You mentioned before there was a fight, a particular fight, which people's favourite fight. Hallway fight.
The hallway fight, yeah. And that's the old boy.
That's the old boy.
I don't think it's a deliberate homage or anything like that, because, I mean, it's different angles and stuff.
Sure.
But it's more or less a one shot.
Yeah. I think there might be some cuts in there when it pulls in close.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
Good enough for me.
Good enough for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Great. And again, it's this, and he's, you know, Daredevil's punching somebody and then he's just falling on his, you know, falling to his knees because he's exhausted and,
yeah,
you know, and he punches a guy and that guy falls over. Where most of these actions, like if Black Widow was in a scene fighting three guys, she'd, you know, punch one guy, punch a guy in a different angle, flip over him and then kick the last guy on the head and they'd all just be down.
Yeah.
And she'd strike a pose or whatever. And this, he punches and he flips over and he kicks a guy and there's a pause and they all get up again. Yeah. And they're all kind of woozy and clearly they've been critically injured, but they're back up again because they're like, well, we've got to kill this guy. This is our job. You know, we don't know what's going to happen.
I think there were some cowboy switches in that as well with Daredevil.
Okay.
Because, you know, he comes in and out of room, in and out of rooms and, and whatever.
Yeah.
I might be wrong.
One point he throws a sink at somebody, I think. Maybe.
I don't remember. That was great. But what really good setup. Like, it always impresses me, like, they'll kick a door off.
Yep.
And then if you don't do it in that one take, you have to get a new door.
Door, exactly, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Look, I've bought some new doors in my time.
Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong.
You know what fight really impressed me, though, was the one with Nobu.
Yeah, brutal.
That was only 2-on-2, but I think I enjoyed that fight more.
Yeah. And again, we were talking earlier about how we really feel those injuries.
Yeah.
Like, I understand how most of the next episode was just him lying on the couch feeling sorry for himself, because a lot of that looked like it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets, like, fish hooked.
Yeah, he does get fish hooked.
In the
stomach. Yeah, right in the organs. Yeah.
And then to see him afterwards, when he's done, he has to fight the Kingpin.
Right, that's right.
And he's like, there's no chance
this is going to go well. Exactly, yeah.
Like, he didn't, like, rally his strength and whatever. Like, he just escapes.
Yeah, yeah.
He, you know, leaps out the window and whatever. Mm. But I liked, which is why I liked the finale, the fight with him and the Kingpin.
Uh-huh.
Because he wins because he's quicker and he's better. Like, relatively fixed at that point.
Uh-huh.
And then he walks off into the sunset. Or
do you think we're going to see any flashbacks of Daredevil training in between Stick and now?
I think we're going to get Elektra.
Oh, okay,
because they mention Elektra in one of the episodes.
He dated a Greek girl at college, And he took Spanish to impress her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because a lot of that's in The Man Without Fear as well.
Mm, yeah.
A chunk of that comic is they meet at college and they have this romance.
That's
And whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I think we'll definitely see that.
Okay.
Did you like the kid who played Daredevil? Daredevil kid?
Yeah,
Daredevil
good.
Boy?
Yeah.
I'd like seeing
him. I judge child actors on how annoying they are.
Yeah.
It wasn't that annoying, I thought.
You liked his little bowl cut?
He's a kid. He's a kid. He's a kid in an American TV series. He's going to have a bowl cut. You know? The bowl cut symbolizes innocence.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Did you like how they didn't explicitly spell out his origin at the start? It was just kind of like, they kind of cut. The shot opens, cold open, the accidents happened.
Right.
He's still got his vision.
That's
for like
true.
30 seconds.
But then the old guy did go, he pushed me out of the truck. Right. He's a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a sewer grate like there or a manhole. Because
uh-huh.
You know how the Ninja Turtles origins are linked to Daredevil anyway. But
well, that's nice.
Isn't it?
I enjoyed the fact that they didn't. Again, it was a long series.
Yeah.
They could have spent a whole episode on him, on the accident and him figuring out his powers or what have you.
Yeah.
Or just living in a world where he's like, oh, it's too loud. But they didn't. They gave us some credit as audience members. That we'd figure it out.
Yeah. Because there's a bit of that where things are too loud.
Yeah.
But not enough.
Not a lot, yeah.
No, exactly. Just the right amount.
Just the right amount, correct, yes.
Mm. Yeah, I don't I don't know if I've got anything else that really to say about it. I guess it's a lot to process, I feel like, because you just finished it today.
Correct.
And I just finished it yesterday after marathoning it.
Yeah. you know. Okay, how do you think about this Netflix model?
I think it's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to affect our psyches in the long run, that we can watch an entire...
Yes, definitely.
I feel...
Because normally I'd like, I'll just watch this over like a month.
Right, exactly.
Not probably less, but yeah.
Like I feel like there's, I don't know, there's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on there. Like I feel I could watch 5 episodes of that in a row.
Yeah.
There should be a little, like a little symbol that means don't marathon this because it will upset you.
Because every time you finish one as well, it just jumps to the next
one.
Yeah. It's just like, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it finished, it tried to jump to something else. I was like, do you want to watch this? I'm like, wait a minute.
Because it learns your preferences.
Yeah.
What did it try to jump to?
I can't remember. I think it might have been Kimmy Schmidt, actually, because I put that on my watch list. Because I haven't seen that yet.
Mm.
But yeah, people are now saying, do The Punisher like this.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I forgot to mention.
Yes.
There's bloody DC news that I missed.
Oh, yeah.
James Wan might direct Aquaman.
Oh, sure, Aquaman.
Who did Fury 7, which we talked about last
week. Right, yeah, okay.
And Jim Parrick,
yep.
Who's in True Blood and something else. Uh-huh. It looks like he's going to be Deathstroke.
Great, okay, on Twitter, cool.
Which means Joe Mangiello,
Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
yep.
People thought, including us, that he was going to be Deathstroke. Apparently, that was never case.
Right.
Great.
Here's something that I forgot to mention last week, if we're talking about the director of Fury 7.
We are.
At the start of Fury 7... they go to a drag race, like a street racing place called Race Wars.
Yes.
It's weird.
Yeah, right.
It's weird.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Race Wars goes back to the first Furious 7.
And at any point does anybody go, why is it called Race Wars? That's a little bit odd.
Well, look, to be fair, there are a lot of different communities.
Correct.
Coming together.
Should have been called Community Wars then.
You're right.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd never thought of that.
Mm.
It's weird that I didn't.
It's weird that nobody's thought of that. I'm the first person to think of that.
All in all, though, people on Twitter have been very emailing in and saying that they really, really enjoyed it.
Mm.
Would you prefer this maybe over 13 weeks? It would break us less.
That's true, yeah. That's a really good question.
Mm.
I like the idea that they're all there.
Yeah.
Maybe there could be a little... Maybe I could set a limit on Netflix where only watch 2 episodes a day or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like having them all there. I think 1 a week... I'd be hanging out for it.
Yeah. Mm, okay, fair enough.
Mm. Real nice.
Well, yeah, next we've got Jessica Jones.
Great.
So we'll reconvene then. Let's take a break until whenever that
is. Okay, sure.
That's pretty exciting. So,
Good work, Netflix.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how they work him into Civil War.
Because
they will work. Surely they will. They're going to call on everybody they can, I'd imagine, for Civil War. There were a lot of I felt like there were nods to Civil War. Like there's signs like no masks and whatever and...
Yeah, there's a lot interesting.
Of like, don't wear a mask, you're coward, and there was a lot of that kind of...
Do you
of...
think there was a decent amount of references to other Marvel properties?
Yes.
They started out subtle, they got less subtle.
Yeah, sure.
Like, initially, they
weren't like, the aliens came down from the sky.
Initially, they're like, look, you can get this office real cheap because of recent real estate issues.
Yeah.
You have to be like, oh, yeah, because of the Chitauri invasion.
But that wouldn't... Yeah, because that... Yeah, seeing that would kind of throw you off.
Exactly. You'd be like, why doesn't he get himself an alien laser gun or whatever?
And I think that's maybe why this one works more is because it's very disconnected from all that.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff is going on, but they don't care because they've got their own thing going on in this particular area.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is like every episode reacts to whatever the last movie was.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But this is, real people with real problems kind of thing.
Exactly.
And there is a guy who's clearly maybe inspired by superheroes or whatever, and he's like, well, I've got to put on the costume and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But he's just got some fists.
Boy,
I think he's going to show up in Civil War and just take a real solid punch to the chest or stomach or something. He's like, oh, I'm done. I'm done with this.
Which side do you think he'd be on?
Masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's... Yeah. Yes. Yeah. If he revealed his identity, he'd be in a lot of trouble.
Well, that's it.
He'd throw a lot of people off rooftops.
Yeah. Well, that's... And I hope they don't go in that direction. I don't like now, in the Daredevil comics, everybody knows he's Daredevil.
Right, yeah.
I don't really care for that, quite frankly. Uh-huh. I think... I don't know, because I feel like he's one of the few characters where he can have a dual identity, and it's completely believable.
Yeah, true. Mm. Again, because he takes the mask off. He's blind.
He's blind as, mate.
Yeah.
Blind as a bloody... blind man.
Correct.
Some chemicals splashed up his nose and eyes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great.
Yeah, it is great.
Everybody should watch it if you haven't watched it.
Yeah.
If you have watched it, don't watch it again for a while. Give yourself a break.
Sure.
It's very intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you want to see it go next? Whatever. You said flashbacks. You want to see a flash forward like Lost?
No. I want to see a flashback, but I want to see minimal flashbacks, I think. Maybe one episode that's training flashbacks.
Arrow's a bit heavy on the flashbacks.
Arrow's very heavy on that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I like Arrow, but that's their gimmick. I don't want to see it every week on two shows.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Well, you know what it's time for now.
What's it time for?
What we reading?
What we gonna read?
What we gonna read?
Theme song.
What is... I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? What is the thing you're reading?
That's a good question. Well, now I have Netflix.
So many Netflix.
I might watch Orange is the New Black, which I always say I'm going to watch.
People always say watch that.
And I don't.
Mm.
Oh, there's so much on here. Yeah.
You're not using my data, are you?
Yeah, I'm using all your data right now.
I got unlimited data.
Great.
Because I'm a rich man.
Wow.
So rich.
Should I watch Netflix Derek with Ricky Gervais?
I've been meaning to watch Derek.
Okay.
I've seen bits of it.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? To Ricky Gervais's credit.
Oh, The Blacklist. Yes.
To Ricky Gervais's credit.
Yes.
You kind of forget that it's Ricky Gervais.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's just me saying it.
Because he's a simple-minded, nice person or whatever it is.
You're saying it's in contrast to real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been meaning to watch Derek. Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to watch Kimmy Schmidt. There's an Atari documentary on there that I want to watch about the video game Crash.
Great, okay.
There's another one about, I think it's called Indie Game the Movie, which is about...
Yes, okay, I've heard about that, but I haven't seen it.
I've also watched.
Great.
But I've also been... I've started on Convergence, DC Convergence.
Yes, okay.
Do you know what that is about?
I sort of know what it's about. Is it an excuse for all the DC multiverse characters to meet and fight?
Correct.
So it's like
the same as Marvel's Battleworld.
So it's like Flash. So it's like Thomas Wayne, Flashpoint Batman versus
whoever. Like, well, it will be at some point.
Versus another Batman.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, right.
I read issue 0 and issue 1, and there's like Superman spin-offs and whatever. Uh-huh. But I'm like, you know what? I'll just wait and see what happens. Uh-huh. I'll read the main story.
Yes.
And if they're like, this particular side story is good, I'll read that then.
Right.
Because I'm not reading everything.
How do you feel about it? Is it gimmicky, these first couple of issues? What do you reckon?
It's weird because you know how Flashpoint...
Yes.
Which was the kind of how they rebooted the New 52.
Uh-huh.
Flashpoint felt very accessible.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't
know
anything about comics. This is not like at all.
Okay.
Like if you don't know anything about comics.
You will not understand what's going on.
Because I don't keep up with everything.
Yeah.
Because I've said this before, I'm more of a movie guy than I am a comics guy. So there's like, I'd see a character, I'm like, okay, how did this, and I'd go back and I'd read the Wikipedia or whatever.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
And whatever. But it's basically a planet which was under the influence of Brainiac, who's disappeared.
Yes.
Has put all these domes together from different cities throughout different dimensions.
Okay.
And they haven't started fighting yet.
Right.
They probably will soon. So
okay.
Get into that, Mason.
Sure. What is the ultimate goal of this? What are they doing? Are they
to
rebooting
see who's the best?
But are they rebooting the universe?
They are rebooting it. Because remember,
they just did that. They just did it with Flashpoint, surely.
Yeah, but.
If the characters from Flashpoint are still existing to fight in this battle, it's too soon.
But it's only rebooting the ones that they're not really happy with.
Oh, sure.
So Batman, for example.
He'll be fine.
The same. It carries on.
Absolutely.
Because that's an incredibly popular book that they can sell for like $5 an issue or whatever it is.
Uh-huh. What's not doing well, I wonder?
I have no idea. I'd have to read comics.
Sure.
And I'm not a nerd, Mason.
That's right. Yes.
So yeah, that's what I'm reading this week. I did a Daredevil video, so I read a bunch of Daredevil, and I will continue to do. Oftentimes as well, I get burnt out on a character.
Oh sure,
or a concept. Yeah. I mean, when Transformers came out, I watched a whole bunch of Transformers movies and cartoons and did a whole lot of videos and read comics.
Yeah,
and I will never read another Transformers comic.
Wow. Okay, I've actually started reading Regeneration 1.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, I have done been reading something.
What are you reading?
Okay, so it's called Regeneration 1, and it is so back in the 90s.
I remember that.
Back in the 80s and 90s, there was a American Transformers comic book, just the one.
Yep.
Now there's literally hundreds, and it went for 80 issues.
Yeah.
And it sort of ended like, here's the new dawn of blah blah blah. The Age of the Autobots or whatever, and this is a direct continuation from that. So it starts at issue 81,
okay,
and it moves along, and it's the same universe, like a lot of the recurring characters, some of the same writers and artists and stuff like that.
Maybe I'll come back.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I read All Hail Megatron. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. You've mentioned that. I haven't read it, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the movies that broke me. The comics are good.
Sure, yeah.
to be fair, what I read of the Transformers was good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, Mason. That's what we're all reading this week, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Absolutely.
Should we do letters?
Yeah, let's do letters.
Now, I really quickly got these together, so I'm sorry. The second letter in particular.
Are you sorry to the listeners or to me?
You in particular.
Great.
Because I know you love when I go through and make sure that it's the best.
Do we have a letters theme song yet?
No. Well, possibly. You know what? So I think people have sent them, maybe.
But you refuse to put one in, so
I'm refusing to put it in because of editing. I'm not editing more than I have to.
Sure. Okay.
This is from Brian. He's in California. And he's a long-time listener.
California Bri. Continue.
And he's a long-time listener.
Everyone gets a sweet nickname this week.
That's our Garrot. Oh, just this week?
This week only.
Oh, by the way, you're going to do E through whatever? Remember you were going to go through the alphabet and name all the superheroes?
Jeez, was I? God.
You did A, B, C, D.
Yep, okay,
and you said you're going to do E, F, G,
H. All right,
we'll
do it in a minute. God.
You told me to remind you.
Yeah, I bet I
did.
I'm
doing you a favor.
That sounds like something I did. What were we talking about?
Anyway, Brian, who's a long-time listener and patron. So you go to patreon.com/business.
Excellent. Thanks, buddy.
Just like Brian.
Classic California Bri.
Absolutely. Just want to let you know.
He's just bloody rollerblading on Venice Beach and helping out on the Patreon. What a champion.
To let you know, guys, about the upcoming Spawn movie that has been announced by Todd McFarlane himself. No actual release date, as he said that the script is being written and is almost done. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject and if they should bring back some of the original cast. Keep up the good work and grab that gem. Mm. Also, both of you are dickheads. Just kidding. Not really. Just Mason.
Wow.
California Bri taking a swipe.
Yeah, that's right. All right, you go first. What do you reckon?
Do I want to say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Definitely.
And who should come back?
Nobody. To recast at all.
Okay, sure.
Oh, then again, who was it? Michael J. White? He was Spawn. He was good.
He still looks great.
Yeah, exactly. Get him.
He was Black Dynamite.
He was.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. He must have been really young then.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I think you could do without Martin Sheen.
Oh, sure, yep.
I saw a list where it was like, this is one of the worst villain performances, and they said the Violator. Uh-huh. John Leguizamo plays the Violator, creepy clown man who turns
dead
into
on that one, though.
That's what I thought. I'm like, how more accurate can you get?
Yeah.
The CGI cape needs some work. Let's not kid ourselves.
No, totally, yes. Correct.
But, yeah, no, look, I'm not a massive Spawn fan, but I'm just, I'm happy to see something else. I think especially if Deadpool works, which is R-rated, then maybe this will spawn something new, perhaps.
Oh, there we go. I really liked Spawn when it came out. It was an interesting, but I mean,
Is
it still going?
What do you mean?
I think the comic book series.
I thought you meant like, is it still in cinemas?
Oh,
yeah. It's still playing.
Yeah, yeah, great.
And I don't know, to be honest. Mm. I couldn't tell you. Mm. Do you think it is? We should know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't watched it. I've literally watched it once.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I enjoyed it a lot at the time.
When it,
but I think I was like a lot of that was me trying to convince myself that I liked it.
Yeah. We got to remember though, that was at a time where it was like Meteor Man, the promise of a Superman movie that was never made.
That's true.
And Batman and Robin. Mm. Like that was where we were at.
Yeah.
Definitely. Spawn, why not?
Yeah.
And then we could read a bunch of Spawn comics. Do you ever play Spawn on the SNES?
Yes, it was super complicated.
Boy, was it.
You
had to use fighting mechanics.
It was a platform game, and you had to use weird fighting mechanics to use all the moves.
And when you fall off the building, sometimes you'd be a weird blob that would float back.
That was good. Yeah, I remember that.
That was probably one of the best games ever made. Yeah. Mm. We should never go back that.
No, correct.
No, I don't want
to
do that.
No, we definitely have to.
All right.
I really want to do that now that you mentioned it.
Fine.
Great.
All right.
All right, Earthquake, Falcon, Giant Man.
Are you doing the Spawn characters?
No, I'm doing Marvel characters. Hydro Man.
Oh, okay.
Hydro Man, bloody Icon.
Icon, all right.
Okay, good.
We're up to J.
We're up to J. All right, I'll do it. Here we go again
next week.
Tune
in next week.
Great.
Where Mason's forced to do a thing he vaguely remembers agreeing
and
to.
And nobody understands what it is. Pretty good.
This is a simple letter from David.
Dave. Everyone gets a nickname this week.
What's your opinion on Batman Returns? Thanks, David. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, you hate it, right?
Yeah, I do. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's not good, though.
No.
I think Batman Forever is better than Batman Returns.
I disagree.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's no Batman in it. He's barely in it.
He's barely in it. Except when he's, like, in the Batmobile and roasting a clown's legs off or whatever. You know when he does that? It's pretty good.
I think.
What about that bit when he's fighting all the clowns and he programs in a batarang seeking batarang and he flings it and hits them all and catches them all and catches them again.
But he just walks around.
Yep.
Just kind of stops around.
Yep.
Fiddledy-dee, can't turn his head, kills like eight dudes. There's a guy, he grabs a bomb and puts it down his pants and like kicks him down a sewer.
Yep.
And just explodes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just keeps going. Like you said, he tortures that clown.
Tim Burton had a vision is what I'm saying.
Boy, did he.
Yeah.
Of a murderous Batman.
Correct.
But I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's not better than Batman Forever, but I don't think it's worse. it's weird and it's dark, but in a stupid way.
Uh-huh.
Like, why is the Penguin at the end like throwing up like black bile? Like,
it's probably all the evil he did.
Yeah, he did a lot of evil, I guess. Mm, and it, yeah. Like, there's a really convoluted plot about how he's going to be mayor.
Yep.
And they're like, let's get this freak
who's
no good to be mayor.
Who bites off people's noses.
He bites off somebody's nose. Yep. And nobody's like, and they're like, oh, sorry about that. What world is this?
Well, I think
Batman also has he plays a CD of the Penguin making fun of the city. And he does like a little scratch.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Look, I think Tim Burton, like he did the first one and then he's like, I don't find Batman interesting. This is my assumption. I find the villains more interesting.
Yeah.
I'll just build a weird fairy tale, like an Edward Scissorhands-esque fairy tale around Penguin and Catwoman.
Yeah.
Because that's very Tim Burton.
It is,
like,
yeah.
Like everything except Batman in that is very Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And I think he just did that and was like, how do you like that, audiences?
Michael Keaton doesn't even have a chance to like, even get nuts.
He doesn't get nuts at all, does he?
Yeah.
Like, he loves it.
I don't think he's a good Batman, like, but he doesn't look the part.
Right.
Like, is it the Bruce Wayne.
Is it the frizzy hair?
It's the frizzy hair. The turtleneck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the glasses.
Yeah, but that's how people looked in the 80s.
Yeah, I guess. The early 90s.
Yeah.
Or at that point. I think it was 92, 91, probably. Maybe. I had Batman Returns on the Atari Lynx.
We've mentioned this so much. Just nonstop.
But no, I don't think it's good, and it's not because it's too dark. It's because it's weird, and again, that's nothing wrong with being weird, but what are you making? Right. What is this?
Uh-huh.
Who is this for?
Yeah, but I would say at the very least, there's some sort of weird vision there.
Okay.
And he's like, I've taken these characters, you've given me this cast of characters, and I'm going to make something that I think is like an artistic thing with
them.
But I feel with Batman Forever, it's just like, we need to make so many toys.
Yeah. You're right.
Let's build it entirely around toys.
And Jim Carrey.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey, exactly.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Mm.
Yeah. You're right. At least there's a vision there. And I can see why they took it away from him.
Yeah.
But he was planning a third one. Like, that was happening.
Okay, yeah.
And then for whatever reason, probably toys and whatever. Like, they built the suit, or they were building the suit, and Keaton was coming back, and he got offered, like...
Do you know what the villain was?
I think might have been Riddler. And I know Williams was campaigning for the role.
Uh-huh.
And I think 10 years prior he would have got it
if
Jim Carrey wasn't.
I would much have preferred a Tim Burton Riddler Batman movie than what we got. Just saying.
Two-Face also is weirdly outshone by... He's just stepped on by Jim Carrey
that's
the whole
true,
time.
That's true, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Outshone's the wrong word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've put him in a weird half leopard print suit.
Yeah, and that scar is like dead set.
Super symmetrical, yeah. And yet he's still, and he's screaming around and jumping out of bank vaults that are being hung off helicopters. And you're right, he's still outshone by Jim Carrey.
Do you think he stepped on? Do you think he just went, oh, just do Jack Nicholson's Joker?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably called up Jack Nicholson and he's like, give me some advice on this dumb movie I have to do.
I remember hearing that he did it because he's for his kids.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, Batman kills him at the end.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Two-Face flips a coin to decide whether to kill Batman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Batman throws a bunch of coins up there.
And he just leaps off trying to catch, tries to catch all the coins and he falls to his death. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman knows at this point.
Of like course. He could have bloody hit him with a grappling gun and caught him if he
wanted
to.
Yeah. Mm.
No, he let that.
He let that happen.
He also killed him in The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Anyway,
David, Simple Dave, that's what we
Simple Dave, there's your answer, mate. Bit silly, but you know,
last
it's
one.
Something.
Hello, James and Nick. Since why now the...
Who is it?
The official Mexican Batman.
Yeah, but what's his name?
I haven't got it here.
Oh, God damn it. How am I going to give him an...
You can just give him whatever. Oh, Trevor.
No.
Jason.
Mexican Trevor?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
Since by now the Netflix Daredevil series has dropped, I was wondering what were your thoughts on the 2003 Daredevil release. Thanks for reading my email, but if you haven't, you are both a bunch of dickheads. Can I be the official?
We get that a lot. Do we invite to that? I guess we
I think
must.
It just happened. But to be fair, we call a lot of people dickheads.
That's true. Yeah.
So you know,
love it.
life is like a flat circle and whatever.
And a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, I'm plumbing the Death Star this week. Great. The Captain America Frozen episode. It's out now. Huh. Go get it, Mason.
I will.
Cool. It's good. It was fun.
Okay, great.
What were you saying about Daredevil? 2003.
Affleck, Daredevil.
Yeah.
Look.
I know he did it because he was like, I'll never be Batman.
Huh. There you go. I enjoy elements of it. Yep. I would never watch it again in its entirety.
People say
yes.
That the director's cut is a better version.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, we got to mention Stiltman. We got 1,000 tweets for Stiltman.
Boy, did we. Yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah. We're happy to see him?
Yes.
Absolutely. Do you think we'll see him properly?
No.
Yeah.
I think that's all we're getting. That's it? Honestly.
All right, fair enough.
It's like, yeah. It's like something.
It is like something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I enjoy elements of that. I know there's a weird dance fight. Yes. And people hate that. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every element of that film except the actual plot and like the action sequences mostly.
Yes, those things weren't really as good, were they?
And the soundtrack. I hated the soundtrack. But look, I thought, again, I would have watched 2 hours of Ben Affleck and Jon Favreau arguing in a diner.
Yeah.
I would have watched that. I thought, well, that would have been excellent.
I think that came out at a time when everybody was anti-Affleck. He's not terrible in it, though,
no,
is
not
he?
At all, no.
The costume is the X-Men costume, the painted
but red. Sure, yep, great.
Some people have said that costume is better than the current one.
I think they both have their pros and cons.
Sure.
Yeah. But I don't think that would fit in the current universe.
No.
Because why is he building clearly a costumey costume in in the TV universe? Look, I think
I didn't see his grappling hook in the show either.
No, that's true. Anyway, sorry, didn't see any gadgets really.
No. Oh, he gets his batons.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the interaction between Affleck and Garner.
Yeah.
Clearly they did as well.
Boy.
Couple of kitties or whatever, I don't know. But yeah, and like,
did you like the Kevin Smith cameo?
Yeah.
As the morgue attendant.
Yeah, again, all the just the dialogue scenes are great.
Yeah.
Just people having a bit of a chat.
Yeah.
Everything else garbage. The action sequences were hard to make out.
Because they were so dark and springy.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess they were like, well, this is how Daredevil sees the world or whatever kind
that's
of thing.
That's why they gave, I just dawned on me, that's why they gave Colin Farrell's Bullseye a coat.
A coat, yeah. So because otherwise they'd look exactly the same.
If you put him in the Bullseye costume,
yeah,
it's a blue Daredevil costume.
Correct, yeah, exactly. And you wouldn't, and the scenes are too dark for anyone to make out what's going on.
What did you think about him being an Irish assassin?
Made no sense. And then he's like, I want a bloody costume.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Which isn't Irish. We know that.
Correct.
But yeah, I mean, you know what? There's some bits that I like. I love the bit where they're fighting in the bell tower, the organ. That doesn't look great, a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
But where he gets Colin Farrell shot through the hands and
then pegs him
through the stained glass window and he smashes on the cop car.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty
that
good.
That I liked.
Yeah.
The Kingpin fight at the end's pretty solid. Where he fights the Kingpin.
Yeah, okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
Good casting for the Kingpin as well.
Yep. I kind of like the radar sense effect, I thought was pretty good.
Yep.
And again, I did kind of like the idea that, like, there's a moment where he's got his baton and he, like, bangs it on the side of a wall and you see this, you know, he actually, it's kind of a sonar effect.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But again, garbage. And also, the soundtrack ruins it as
God,
well.
God, does it.
I reckon 50% improvement if you got rid of that soundtrack, replaced it with, like, just some sort of orchestral arrangement or just any kind of score at all.
You're right, because all I remember from that is Evanescence.
Yeah, precisely. Specifically the Electra training montage where she stabs a whole bunch of sandbags.
Which Evanescence song is it where the girl sings and then the guy raps?
Bring Me to Life, that song.
I thought you were going to say all of them, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. No, it's just that one. The idea was that was a cross-promotional thing between Evanescence and whoever the rap guy was, but the rap guy disappeared without trace.
Is that actually
true? That's true, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did not know
that. It was
like
another band. They teamed up.
Another band.
Correct.
Well, there you go. I learned something.
Yeah, finally.
So Evanescence had other songs, which is Just the Girl.
Just the Girl, yeah. Yeah, he wasn't in the band.
Man.
Yeah.
It was a strange era, wasn't it?
Boy, was it ever. But yeah, no, it was just all that new metal. It was so
I odd. Remember I said to you, because we went to the cinema beforehand, and there was a Daredevil standee, and I said to you, who's that? And you went, that's Daredevil. And I'm like, Jesus, is it? Like, I didn't recognize. I didn't, because it was so dark.
Right.
And he just looked like X-Men. Like, and there was no, like, Daredevil. I didn't see where it said Daredevil.
Look, I've broken our own rule, but Bring Me to Life features guest vocals from Paul McCoy of the band 12 Stones. You remember 12 Stones?
I do not.
No, not at all. Nobody does. Anyway, great. Daredevil. Thanks, Mexican Trevor.
Daredevil movie. Go back?
Mexi Trev. No, don't go back. No, it's a waste of time.
Okay.
If you've seen it once.
See it again.
Yeah.
See the director's cut.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that people say, see the director's cut, it's better. Mm-hmm. But how much better can it be?
And you have to sit through the rest of it, which you already saw, including the Evanescence song.
The one where the girl sings and the guy raps.
Yeah, correct.
All right. I think that's the show then, Mason.
Right, we did it again.
Boy, did we. Next week, I don't know.
Something.
Well, it's...
Is anything out?
The week before the Avengers.
Yep.
There's an Ant-Man trailer out this week.
Okay.
I think we did an Ant-Man episode.
We did, yeah.
Can't do that.
Yep. Sure. We could do this off air or we could just leave it all in. Game of Thrones, is that back?
It is, but should we wait till the end of the season?
Yeah.
Have you caught up?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good for you. For reals. Look at you putting in the hard
but
yards.
But we should, because otherwise we'll just be talking about one episode every week.
Yeah.
What if we had a Game of Thrones segment with a theme song?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll figure out something.
We've got a bunch of stuff we can do. Maybe we'll do best comic book movies.
Let's do best movies.
Okay.
Great.
Name your best movie.
Blues Brothers.
2000.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk for the theme.
Absolutely.
We like that.
Yeah, it's real good.
If you want to support the show, you can by downloading a commentary track.
Oh, yeah, from weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com.
Is that right?
Great.
That's right. And they're also up on the Patreon. Patreon.com.
If you didn't know, the Avengers commentary is out.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're a subscriber, you know.
Yeah, you probably know that. I think, there was like 3,000 that people got it, so.
You're welcome.
Go for your life.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like we said, we don't mind if you listen to it for free.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, they're not worth any money.
That's like saying we're not worth any money, Mason.
Yeah. We're at Weekly Planet Pod everywhere. We're Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and Gmail.
Yep.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Mr. Sunday Movies .patreon.com.
Yes.
If you want to,
I think I said that.
Send us a dollar.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Yeah,
or no dollars. Those are your options.
Yep. Sure.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy your special week with the people that you know or don't know. Make a friend.
Oh, that's really
good. Or an enemy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. Love it.
Turn someone against you.
Grab that gem, make an enemy. Okay, bye.
Bye. I said bye last. People don't like that, so you're gonna have to cap it off again.
Maybe there'd be like a revolution of people that like it when you say bye last.
I don't want to rock the boat.
Okay, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.